Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and welcome to the show. Really happy you decided to hang out with me this evening. You know, the last time I did a show by myself, I touched upon the subject of predictions for 2009. But we really had a lot of phone calls that night, and we never quite got through the subject. And I've also had quite a few emails with people asking me if I was going to do the show about it again. So here I am, and this is what I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to be discussing the number vibrations for 2009. Okay, so let's start with the fact that 2009 is an 11 universal year. And we figure that out by adding 2009 across, the 2 plus the 0 plus the 0 plus the 9. When you add it across, it equals 11. Now, first, let's talk about that universal year. What does that mean? Well, the universal year number influences everyone on the planet, which means it really has a worldwide effect. So this is the biggie, the overall influence that's going to influence what's in the news, the events around the world, the happenings, you know, that for the whole big picture, it's the 11th universal year. It's not the same thing as your own personal year number. It's a much bigger, much wider effect. Now, there's some things you need to know. There has not been an 11 universal year since 1910. And that means this has been 99 years in the making. And most of us that are alive on this planet right now have never experienced this vibration. So that's a big deal. Now, I'm using the word master number, and some of you might not be familiar. What does that mean? But 11 is a master number in numerology. So when we're talking about that 11 universal year, we're talking about a master number. So this means it's a very intense energy, and it also has a great deal of potential. Now, to explain the 11, there's kind of a mystical quality about the 11. You know, kind of in the sense that it represents an open channel to the etheric realms, which means on some level we'll be connecting to something outside of ourselves. And, you know, a lot of people have been experiencing an awakening that's kind of made them think about their spiritual philosophy a little bit, or maybe kind of brought them to that place of spiritual philosophy. And this year is definitely going to be one of those years that's going to add to that. And people will be compelled to look perhaps past what is conventional religion and maybe seek the truth in another religion or even spirituality itself. And really, in an 11 universal year in this master energy, there can be unparalleled spiritual awareness going on in the world. So, you know, these current trends towards a more spiritual rather than conventional religion will continue this year. And you know, it's just like we've seen it in television shows, radio shows, books, you know, on the talk circuits. You know, it'll be in the media, books, television, radio, even just as strong, if not stronger, than we've seen in the past. And really, this is a time where we shift our awareness of our own divinity. We begin to look at our souls. And, you know, what does it all mean? And this year really will bring that energy in and make a lot of us do some more soulful questioning. Now, whenever the 11 universal year is around, there can be deep religious overtones. But, you know, we have to be a little bit cautious about religious dogma or events, you know, that, you know, kind of like what we're seeing in Israel at the moment or anywhere where, you know, religious wars or, you know, where people, there's conflict between religions. You know, you have to be a little bit cautious and wary of those events. Okay, and another thing, let's talk about paranormal experiences, okay? You know, in my experience as a numerologist, just about everybody has, to a certain extent, experienced some kind of paranormal event. you know, whether it's a passed on relative that they received a communication from, or maybe they've seen things or heard things or felt things, but, you know, almost everybody has this ability, trust me. Well, this year is really going to increase all aspects of that for everybody, so I'm really expecting to hear some stories from people about an increase in this connection to the spiritual realm, because really, this 11 is talking about an open door to the spiritual realm. That's what it's talking about. And this also goes for UFOs. I really think that, you know, that is considered to be a paranormal event, and I really expect that there's going to be more things on the news having to do with UFOs. I know just recently in Bucks County, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from where I live, you know, they've had a tremendous increase in UFO sightings. And it recently, as in the last couple of months, but certainly over the last couple of years. And also, this can also apply to visions. You know, sometimes you'll read on CNN, you know, where people saw the Mother Mary, you know, in a reflection in a mirror, or perhaps, you know, a tree trunk, you know, the way the trunk grew, there's a, you know, a picture of Jesus in the tree trunk, or things like that. I would not be a bit surprised if we would read a lot more about that. People have those kind of visions, or, you know, even prophecies coming to boot, you know, coming to the forefront during this particular year. I would expect that. So I think life is about to get a little bit more interesting. And it's really funny because on January 1st, I did a radio show with Joseph Tittle, and you might remember him from America's Psychic Challenge, and he was one of the finalists in that competition, and he really is an amazing medium, an amazing psychic. I mean, I'm very impressed with him. He's been on our show a couple of times. Well, he invited me to be on his show, and he asked for me to do my predictions there, and I had the opportunity to listen to what Joseph had come up with in his meditations, and I got to tell you, you know, a lot of what he came up with is really how I would interpret 2009 and what that energy means. So, you know, sometimes it's, you know, different paths to get to the same information. So let's just talk a little bit more about this Master 11 vibration. You know, it can lead us to the truth. And we've been going through a difficult time in our lives, I think, where the truth is being revealed. You know, especially regarding our governments and our financial structures. And I would really expect this to continue. But I really would suggest and encourage everyone not to fear the truth, but welcome it, because, you know, we really need these great changes in order to cure the ills and what's wrong with our society. And I know I heard a beep, and I'm going to take this call. I promise I'll come right back to this. I promise we will get through this on this show. But let me see who's calling. Who's calling the show?
Hi, hello, Allison.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Roy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering if I could find out what you could tell me about my personal life for the future.
Okay. Will you give me your date of birth, please, Roy?
July 22nd.
Uh-huh. And what year, please?
1952.
So we're working with July 22nd, 1952, right?
Yes.
Okay. What I can do with that information is certainly look at a few things here for you. Let's see. Well, what I can tell you regarding your personal year that you're going into, this is a four-personal year for you. So, with that being said, what you can expect is, if you're working, certainly you're going to find that it's a lot of hard work, maybe going in a little bit of overtime, a little bit of extra focus on work this year. It is definitely a year that you're going to have to learn to be a little bit disciplined, or you're going to have to apply discipline. It can be a year that can bring a little bit of frustration, because really you're working in an area of your life right now that's building the foundation for some good things to come down the road. So, you know, oftentimes we have to take care of boring or mundane details in work and that sort of a thing. So oftentimes when people think about work and career in a 4-year, they think, you know, it's not the happiest, joyous, year because they really were busy and they were really bowled under with work. Now, in a 4-year, you know, you can expect, I think, like anything in home improvements with your home or anything that you would want to do, and you may even feel, you know, a desire to want to do that. That certainly is a wonderful time because, after all, your home in many ways is your financial institution. You know, it's an investment, and so any improvements or any investments are things that you can consider in a 4-year, but don't take any risk is a major thing. You really want to look it over, pay attention. Now, as you move through this year, when we're talking about the stress of work or whatever, you know, because it's going to create a lot of limitations in your life this year. You're not going to have a lot of freedom to come and go and do as you please. You really going to be, you know, kind of in a little bit of a box here. And sometimes stress can actually cause some issues with your health. So what I would tell you is to remember as you move through this year to detox, you know, to take those weekends, to don't always, you know, work those really long hours, but just try to find some time to do some relaxation, to walk away from it, and don't let it affect your health if you, you know, push. Now, are you having any health issues whatsoever at all?
Not that I know of.
Good. Well, that's hopefully fine. The only thing that we'll say in a 4-year is sometimes if we've got something minor that we haven't been paying attention to, generally it will come to the forefront in a 4-year. So, you know, this might be a really good year that if you've thought about, like, dieting or exercising or eating better or even, you know, just being healthier, you really want to apply that in the 4-year. You're going to find that you have some more discipline at your disposal, probably be more successful at those things, because you really want to kind of work on health. But as it goes to your career, if you're working, you may, you know, you want to detox. You want to deal with that stress of all that extra work so that you stay healthy. So that's one thing I want to say. Now, if we look forward into your personal month, I would say that in January this month, if you have not had something unexpected happen or some changes that have come in, I would, you know, possibly some travel having to do with work or maybe being offered a different aspect of work, a different job or something, or going down a different pike with work. But January wants to bring you a little bit of change. And maybe even if it hasn't come already, you're feeling the need or you're the wanting to make some changes in your life. So, you know, bear that in mind. Has anything unusual happened in January, something unexpected?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's been pretty quiet so far.
Okay. Well, it isn't over till it's over. So in February, I do feel that if it's related to work, there's some opportunity for some finances coming in. But with the finances comes more responsibility at work. So if it's related to career, that's how you would read that. But also when it comes to relationships, if you are, let's say you're single, there's an opportunity to meet someone. If you are married or you're in a relationship, you'll be testing the waters of that relationship. So you may find, you know, that you want to open up some communication with your loved ones. You may find, you know, that you're working through any disagreements. Also, family members, children, parents, usually when a six comes around, we get a little bit of responsibility having to do with them. So, you know, it could be a family obligation. Maybe they need you around a little bit more for something. So you can expect that in February. I'm going to tell you that April looks to be another money month for you, where possibly a promotion or something good having to do with work coming in. But certainly maybe a raise or more money, a bonus, something along those lines. I feel when we look again, May, there may be closure on something. Sometimes this can be a relationship, a friendship, or some aspect of your life where you'll be putting closure to it. June, because of this endings that happens in May, you have some new opportunities coming to you in June, so look for another new opportunity. And just going down through, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to take a vacation this year, please do it in August. I think that'll be the one month that you'll have a little free time on your hand. And September is going to be very intense for you with obligations having to do with whatever it is that you're doing, you know, whether it's home, whether it's the family, whether it's work. But this is where the hard work comes in and discipline comes in September. And October definitely is going to bring you some more changes. So it's going to give you some opportunities to change up some things in your life, maybe move or maybe some, again, travel related to work or something along those lines. If I can share anything with you, I'm hoping that you do have your own business, because I feel to a certain extent that you have leadership ability and certainly would be, you're kind of a person that's pretty good at calling his own shots. I do think that early on in life, maybe you did suffer a little bit from your self-worth, self-esteem. Maybe you had some challenging circumstances in your youth that maybe on some level eroded your self-worth. But you definitely have all the makings here from what I can see from this little bit of the chart that I'm looking at of something really fabulous. Now, are you involved in any kind of international business?
No, I'm not. I work in law enforcement, and I have my own business on the side.
It's not international
though.
No, it's not. Well, I do want to let you know that what you have in your chart that is a master number. It's a 22, and it's in your birthday number because you're born on the 22nd. It also comes into your cycles as well, and what I want to say there is if there's ever been a dream for you or something that you felt was your destiny or something you wanted to accomplish or something that was important to you and you always wanted to do it. And perhaps when you give thought to this thing, whatever it is pretty big. And sometimes because of the size and the scope of what it is that you want to accomplish, you can be overwhelmed by your ambition, thinking, oh, my God, there's just one of me. How am I going to accomplish that? But what I want to say with this 22 energy that's present in your chart is master energy. So it says that you do have the discipline and all the talents to bring forth, to build something on this earth, something solid and real, and something that may last long after you're gone from this earth. But the one thing you have to do is commit to this dream, commit to it mind, body, and soul. And when you do, there's almost a magical quality that comes in with the 22 that says they will send you people or things to help you to accomplish this thing. Have you ever, and you do have some money and success around you, certainly in your latter years, have you ever felt as though that you had a special destiny of some, you know, something like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and does what I just said about the 22 make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah,
and
it does.
Have you been overwhelmed by your ambitions?
At times, yes.
Because it almost seems like this is too big for me, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm telling you can't think too big. That's why
I tried to branch out last year and it didn't really work.
Well, this year is the year you're going to put in work on that business. If that's where we want to apply the four energy, you're going to be working. And this is a foundation year for you. So you might feel this year as though it's work, tedious, details, contracts. You have to plan ahead. You have to be efficient. You have to take, you know, it's a lot of overtime. This is the year that you really, it's extremely important for you, for what it is that you're building, because whatever you do this year is going to pay off down the road, especially when you move closer to that 8 year that's coming up for you in 4 years. And that's where the huge money comes in, the huge rewards come in. Right now, you're working your way towards it. And so what I want to say here is that, you know, apply yourself this year and know that it's almost like money in the bank for something down the road. It's something bigger. And next year, you're going to see that this business. Now, did you start this 4 years ago, this business?
No, actually, I started it about 20 years ago.
Okay. Well.
And it, I tried to take a new direction in it last year.
Okay. Well, I would take the new direction next year. I think it's going to be more open. The energy is going to be more open for the new direction and expansion in 2010, the beginning of 2010. That's when energetically it's going to allow it to happen. Do you understand? That's not to say that you can't tweak it this year, because you have that opportunity in January. You also have that opportunity again in October. But next year, for the whole year, for all 12 months, it's going to want to take whatever it is that you're doing and make it bigger and bigger. And oftentimes we take it down a different road. And next year is the year that you really want to plan out marketing, networking, getting your ideas out there and letting people know what you got and that you're available. And you're going to find that people will be more receptive to it. And, you know, you can have greater success, bigger successes next year, because you're going to feel it very strongly next year. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now, is that helpful?
Yes, it is. It was. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, Roy. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So getting back to this 11 energy, because I want to kind of get through this. And what I was talking about was that we shouldn't really fear what's going to happen when the truth comes out on things, because really it is time for change. And in an 11 year, we have tremendous potential for learning and growth. And the energy itself can actually, they use a word, it's called transformational. And sometimes it's actually unpredictable. So we can almost expect sudden, unexpected things coming in this year as well. But not the important thing here is not to be anxious about it, but just understand that it's for our greatest and highest goods. So, I've got more to talk about, but I'm going to take this caller, and I'm going to come back to it. I promise I will. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Did you say Becky?
Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great, Allison. How are you?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
Well, I was born on 2/12/1951.
Okay, hold on.
And I wondered what year this is for me.
All right, so you're 2/12/1951. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look-see and see what we can come up with. And your question is what?
What does the year look like for me?
Okay.
And what kind of year, what number values?
Okay,
year?
Sure. Okay. Well, you have a 7 year on tap this year. So, with that being said, this is really spiritual energy that's around you. This is kind of the year where someone might go off to find their guru or go off to find themselves even or do a lot of soul searching. It certainly is a year that you want to open your mind up, and whether it's reading books or going to workshops or whatever it is, it's a wonderful year for learning and expansion. But also it's a year for soul growth. So you are definitely going to be feeling that. And it is a year that wants to bring you rest as opposed to the chaos that we normally have in our careers and in our lives. This year wants you to take some time off, and it wants you to kick back a little bit. Now, whether it's in meditation, walks in the woods, walks by the water, sitting, out in nature, or just sitting in your living room, it's really asking you, the task at hand this year is for you to go within and to do some soul searching. Now, you may work through maybe issues from the past, put them to rest this year. Certainly exploring your own divination, so to speak. And sometimes it can feel like, it's a tough year when everybody else is doing this other stuff and you're more inside of your own head. But that's really what happens when you move into the 7 year. You go inside your own head and you do a lot of reevaluating about your life. And you really want to take advantage of this year, because next year all bets are off. You're back to the career. You're back to the busyness of life. But in order to prepare for what's coming for next year, you really got to do the soul searching this year. And so, enjoy that aspect of it. Don't be surprised if you don't work as much as you might, maybe laid off, or maybe, even sometimes we can break an ankle and end up on the couch for 6 weeks in a 7 year, because God in His infinite wisdom is trying to give you time to think. Don't worry about your finances, no matter what, in this year, because you will be given what you need, and you will be provided for. So just have faith, and know that the task.
Nice.
Yeah, just have faith. What you need will be given to you. They know that what you need, and so if it's fine, you got some financial things going on, maybe been laid off or whatever. Don't worry, you'll be taken care of. Okay. Take this year for what it is. You may have very strong spiritual experiences, paranormal things. Going on, and do you have them? Because you've got some numbers here that give me the feeling that you have mediumship tendencies, or that you have the ability to see things, whether it's in your mind's eye or out of.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm I'm psychic in an everyday way, and but what I've noticed lately is that what I want to create just manifests like instantly, but I don't think it's just me. I think it's everybody.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it, this manifestation
it's
thing?
It's just wonderful.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, maybe what this year you want to do is think in terms of maybe do some soul searching so that when you do want to manifest something, you're absolutely certain that it's in alignment with who you are as a person, you know?
Exactly.
But you definitely, and you are the great manifester because you have the three life path with the three birthday. And the reason why threes can manifest things so beautifully is because they have a positive attitude and they see the glass half full and they always think that good things are going to happen. And so when you go along with that attitude, you couldn't have a better attitude for manifesting, to believe that it's already happened. And so you've really got some talent in that area. So, you know, think about what you want to manifest in your meditations this year. You know, make sure they're in alignment with your soul. And, yeah, because you've got some definite. And are you doing some work that's along the lines of helping humanity or humanitarianism in some way?
Yes.
Okay.
In several ways.
Okay, because that's in perfect alignment to your pinnacle. Because the pinnacle that you're in until the day you leave this earth is really the nine energy that says that you use your energy for the betterment of others, to aid those that are less fortunate, things like that, or that whatever it is you're doing is helping others. So when you use that energy in the fashion that it's meant to be used, with being compassionate, loving, and caring to others, then there's many, many blessings and many, many benefits that come in, and certainly the ability to progress and move forward when you're using it in the correct way. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we look into your months really quick here, I don't know what's about finances here in January, but I'm sure that it's on your head a little bit. I don't know if there's been either good finances or bad finances, but something's going on with that in January. Mm-hmm. Now, February brings an ending, so there's a completion for you of some sort. I will say that March is a one, so that's going to try to give you some new opportunities. April, I would really pay attention to your dreams and journal them and whatever gut instincts you have. And certainly, you know, if you do experience things, you're going to find it very heightened in April. June, I see that there's a certain amount of limitations around you or discipline having to do with work. I think you're going to be, you know, sometimes a fork can be read many ways. It can be read that there's so much work that you actually are in a box, but the other thing could be is that financial limitations actually create the box that you're in. But I think you're going to feel some limitations in June, but July brings you some change. So there's, you know, one thing's for certain, you know, something unexpected, something positive comes in July. August is also another money month that wants to bring you money, and so does October. So I don't know if that's on your mind, but you got some good months coming up. Just because it's a 7 year that says, you know, go within, it doesn't mean that, you know, you'd stop earning money. It just means that's where you're going to prioritize yourself in this year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jackie, does all this make sense to you?
It does. It's like totally on target, and I can feel a shift in energy to a really positive and spiritual place this year. So it's right on target.
Well, you've got some major growth coming this year in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know where you think you are on that heap, but, you know, the one thing about knowledge is when you think you know it all, that's when you really are a fool. There's always more to learn. And this year really is kind of like a very deep learning experience on tap for you this year. So,
well, I have some pretty heavy things going on in my life with my loved ones, so I'm sure I'm going to be...
What's going on with your loved ones?
Well, I have a very, very close friend of mine who was diagnosed 6 months ago with ALS, and he's moving rapidly. You know, he's in a wheelchair and in a feeding tube, and he's just one of my...
I'm so sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Pardon?
I'm so sorry, sweetie.
Yes, thank you. It's really been tough. And then I have another very close friend who's very ill, too. Mm-hmm. And I just lost my brother in October. So, I mean, I have some things that are... on my plate this year that are with people that I love just very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that it's going to take me into some deep places, and I'm a hospice person anyway, so.
Yeah, it'll take you into some deep places, but I think you'll be fine. You've got that free energy that will help you to bounce back. So thankfully, just always get in touch with that three. You know, sometimes it's really, you know, even draw some threes on a piece of paper whenever you're feeling really moody or really, down in the dumps. Just pull that three energy in and use it, and that'll help to bring you up out of it, okay?
That is my favorite number.
Yeah, well, it should be. It should be.
Oh, thank you, Allison.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, Jackie. All right.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, all right. Now, wanting to get through this, the 11 energy, the 11 universal year that we're in, it brings sudden, unexpected events. And quite often, you know, I see this so often in numerology charts, in the essences, in the personal years, in the cycles, in the pinnacles, that quite often when in the 11 energy is around, we lose something in order to become enlightened or in order to grow in some fashion. But it also prepares us to accept a new way of being and something that is more in alignment with our divine self. So, you know, often the loss or whatever it is that moves out of our life is a catalyst for our own enlightenment. So what I'm talking about here, when I'm talking about the fact that it's an 11 universal year, is that potentially within this year there can be an event that touches each and every one of us on the planet, something that's very sudden and something that's very unexpected. I know I heard another beep. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to take the call. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Kat.
Kat, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Did you want to give me your date of birth?
Yeah, it's November 2nd, 1965.
You said 65, right?
Yeah, 1965, and it's Kat with a K.
Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. Well, the one thing that we know is that you're moving in. We're going to talk about your personal year, but then I'm going to backtrack to some of these other numbers here. You're moving into a sixth personal year. So for you in this particular year, as far as your finances go, your job or whatever, I mean, I think that it's a very protected year, so you don't necessarily have to worry too much about that. But in some areas of your life, some responsibilities are going to fall. Generally with this number, it does have to do with the people that we love. And so, you know, whether or not, you know, there's friends that come to you that need advice or they need your energy in some fashion, it could be children, it could be spouses, it could be parents or siblings or whatever. But this brings a huge quantity of energy of family around you during this time and can bring some responsibility for you in order to step up to the plate and to give love and to help them. Now, this is also a year that can test your relationships. So if you are involved with somebody, you may find if this relationship is not built on solid ground, and this year could shake it to the very core, and you could actually end up breaking off a relationship if it's not good for you. However, if you've got a really good relationship, then this is a year where you really want to open up those lines of communication. You want to talk about your differences, come to some compromises, and you really can make that relationship all the better. If you are single, this is a wonderful year for meeting someone who actually could be a more of a committed relationship rather than one that doesn't last. So all in all, it's a fairly, it really does want to bring in that love energy and how you use it. Now, let's say you were a singer, this would be a wonderful year for a singer. If you're a teacher or healer, wonderful year for that. You know, this is definitely energy that allows for those things, counseling of others.
Okay.
This is good. Now, February looks to be a promotion for you or something good having to do with money.
Okay.
March appears to be a month that you are putting an end. So if you've got a friendship or relationship or something that's testy, you may find that March is really going to test that relationship 100%, and
okay.
You may let go of somebody in your life or something in your life. With the letting
let go,
let go of it is what you said?
No, is that what you said, let go of?
Yeah, break a relationship. It could be something in your life that you actually let go of. It could be a job. something like that. Now, uh-huh. April brings you a new opportunity, so just be aware of that.
Yep.
Now, you are a very sensitive person. You are very clairsentient. You feel things very strongly, people's energy, places, and things.
Right.
May is a very intensified month for that for you, dear, so be aware of that and know that you may be super sensitive in May, even oversensitive. Don't let your feelings get too hurt.
Okay.
And peace at all costs. So if ever there's any confrontations, you really want to take the peaceful way
okay.
in May. Don't press anything too hard in May. July is your 4 months, so there you've got a lot of hard work, extra work coming in. August, it brings you huge changes. So there's something sudden and unexpected, or this gives you an opportunity to change something in your life. If you're going to move this year, change jobs, absolutely could do that in August.
Okay.
September is that intense month, so that's going to put extreme amount of intensity on your family relationships and your loved ones. So that's the month that you're going to find they consume your energy. You have to give them a lot in September.
Okay.
November brings in more money or promotions or rewards for you, maybe a reward from the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good money month. And as you end the year in December, again, you're going to be letting go of certain things in your life to prepare for newer things. So, again, there's a letting go that happens in December. What I want to talk to you about is you are, I don't know if you're aware of the fact that you're a karmic life path, but
okay.
you brought some karma in this lifetime. So just to help you to make sense, perhaps, of events in your life,
mm-hmm.
You will have these times in your life where you actually have a life that's all built, and you're living that life, and all of a sudden, for no reasons, or maybe you think there are reasons of that you caused it, but this dissolves, and you have to start again. You have to begin again. Start from ground zero and build your life up again.
Okay.
You're the 16-7. Does that make sense to you, what I just said?
Yeah, everything you've said so far. The only thing I missed in the beginning is what number I'm in this year?
In a six.
I'm in a six year.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just ask you something quickly?
Sure, you can.
I have been working on a project, and it's been done for about 2 years. It's just been put on the back burner for other reasons, and I really feel the push to get going with it. And it's just, I feel like I really need to do it and
okay.
get it done and get it out there.
Right. I think that in a sixth year, you're very protected with your business.
Okay.
So if you have something that's a project that has to do with business, then I do not have any problems with you pushing forward with it.
Right. That would be a part of my business, and the other part is kind of me as my business, kind
okay.
of, you know, getting myself out there. I have an issue with self-promotion. Which
oh, okay. Well, you do have this major challenge with your self-worth. That would have been something I would have gone to here, that you yourself and how you feel and perceive yourself, your confidence levels, you don't set the bar high enough, and you really need to. You're really capable of some great things. You really are a walking, talking, wise, old sage Buddha energy, very spiritual person. Go with your gut instincts, no matter what anybody tells you. You always go with how you feel.
Always.
And that'll never lead you astray because you have a built-in guidance system within you.
Yep.
Very strong with feelings, but you're also very psychic on so many different levels.
Yes,
you're very old soul. I will tell you that much. But your confidence is your problem. It's
okay.
been your major challenge all your life. So if you're going to promote yourself within this year, I would really like to see you go with a major push. A major
okay.
push, especially right around August. I don't care if you whether it's brochures or an internet blast or newsletters or whatever it is that you do, that is the month that's going to allow you the greatest opportunity for expansion with something, adding something to your life this year.
Okay.
Okay? So I know it sounds like eons away, but
no, actually, because they're already the time frames that I already have lined up for myself. So
okay,
pretty much you're perfect on.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome then.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
bye.
Very welcome, Kat. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. So anyhow, getting back to our discussion here that's been interrupted, but that's cool because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to do readings. The one thing I want to say about this year is look for some new inventions, okay, and also some scientific discoveries, you know, and we're talking, you know, the cure for diseases. Technology, I think, is still going to come up with some amazing things. But we also might even see some validation of spiritual philosophy, what it's been saying all along. You know, we all maybe have actually picked up a book or two on quantum physics and how scientists are just about a heartbeat away from proving that our thoughts do create things. They're proving the different dimensions. All this stuff is going to come in this year. So there's really discoveries from a higher source, which is the true benefit of the 11 year. And also in the areas of the artistic expression, I think we can really see that coming in majorly. But I expect a little bit on the bizarre side in the 11 year. And I would also say to those of you that perhaps are caring for someone, God bless them, who perhaps has a mental disability or maybe having some problems in that area, this might be a really difficult year for them. So just keep an eye on your loved ones. Okay, so now I'm going to put a little bit more of that conversation on hold because I do know that I've got another caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. This is Ken from Cleveland. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Good, good. Birthday, I don't know if you use Ken or Kenneth, and the birthday is 9/24/1966.
Did you say 9/21?
24.
24, thank you. 9/24, and then you said 1961?
1966. I'm sorry, I'll try and speak up.
That's okay, it's not you, it's me. 9/24/1966, okay.
Correct.
I was doing things backwards. Okay, so it's not you, it's me. So your question would be what's upcoming for you, would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty then, let's see here. Well, you're moving into an 8 year, and what I would say about that is you may feel as though you begin to talk in dollars and cents, and that your success, what you want to achieve, is really on the front burner this year. And as you move through this year, you're going to receive a lot of recognition for things that you've done in the past. You're going to have a lot of pat on the back. I think that it's going to be a very good year, that it's going to allow for you with promotion. Certainly finances come in this year as well, meaning it can be one of your best money years ever as far as when it's all said and done. I know that sounds crazy in this economy, but that is the year that you're in. Now, with that being said, you know, you may find that this is not necessarily related to career. Maybe you just did something nice for a neighbor 4 years ago, and you've totally forgotten it, and you run into them somewhere, and they effusively tell you how you saved their life 4 years ago or how wonderful you were. So you're definitely going to be getting some pats on the back this year. And these, as you progress through this year, it's really going to give you a really clear sense of confidence. You're going to feel as though, you know, you've done well, and you're going to feel better about yourself. This is a year of mastery for you, power and mastery. You're going to feel it. Now, with career, I think you will have some powerful and influential people that you will come in contact with this year especially. And look at them as to be your teachers and what it is that you aspire to be or want to be or what they have to teach you. But also, they can actually help you move forward with your career. I'm also going to tell you that in an 8 year, it is directly related to whatever we've been doing for the past 7 years. So let's just put it this way. If you've been a slacker, it's not like they're going to back the money truck up to your checking account. It's going to be definitely related to whatever you've been doing, the effort versus reward. So if you've really been applying yourself very hard for the past 7 years, you've got a lot of rewards coming.
It kind of makes me laugh because that's really what I've been doing too, and then hasn't paid as well as I wished.
Which one have you been doing, dear?
Working very hard.
Well, don't worry. You've worked hard. This is your year.
Right.
This is your year. You'll get the rewards for it. Now, the one thing that I will say is it's also a year of karma that comes in. So let's say you maybe did something. I know you didn't, Ken, but let's just say somebody may have done something that was unethical over the past 7 years. Or maybe they took money that wasn't really theirs, been thought, well, who's going to know, or whatever. This year is also a balancing year. So you're going to find that sometimes you actually will have expenses that come into this year that are because you're making more money than ever, but you also could have some expenses that come in. But basically they're tied to something in the past more so than, you know, it's kind of like karma. What goes around comes around. It's a little bit of karma balancing things out as well. So what I would tell you in this year is set your goals. Be efficient. Watch, you know, you have something to accomplish, and by the end of the year, you're going to feel all full of yourself and maybe even feeling as though I've worked really hard towards this. I am finally there. And you may be asking yourself, now what? Now what at the end of the year? Like, what is to come? You also, I mean, I don't know if you have your own business, but I hope that you do, but you certainly could. And you also have a 22 in your chart. So you really have, you know, energy that's around you that, just like I said to the last caller, the first caller.
Right.
That if you've had a dream of something that you've wanted to build, all you have to do is commit yourself to it 100%. And you really have the potential to be a visionary and bring this thing through. Don't be overwhelmed by your ambition. You can do it. Doesn't matter how big it is. You can do it. Do you understand?
I do, and you wouldn't believe how amazingly accurate you are.
Okay, good.
I'm in the middle of a lawsuit where there's matters of integrity, and you kind of just touched on, you know, if somebody, you know, if something was done wrong, you know, and my attorney just happens to be like a billionaire.
So
I happen to get referred to so influential people into influential circles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big karmic finish because it was a reoccurring thing from 20 years ago. You mm-hmm. really hit a lot of things on the head for just getting numbers.
Well, numerology is a pretty powerful
thing. Just discovering it. You know,
it's amazing.
It's just absolutely amazing how accurate that was.
Yeah, that's what the fascination is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's insightful. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome very much, Ken. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. So, anyhow, getting back really quickly here. 2009, you know, that 9 in that 2009, it's the number of the humanitarian, okay? This is where we all are members of the world. We all are citizens of the world. We all are connected. And because the 9 plays into the 2009, I really feel that there may be events or something where we are maybe called upon to help those that are less fortunate or those that are in need. And so I feel that this year is really going to pull upon that energy all across the world. And sometimes, you know, having to take care of others in less fortunate circumstances means that sometimes there's less fortunate circumstances occurring. So I guess what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is that does concern me a little bit, you know, of what maybe weather events or things that may happen that it calls us all out to help people. So that's one thing I would want to, you know, bear in mind for 2000. Hi, caller. I'll be with you in just one second, okay? The current financial crisis, I just want to tell all of you that are listening, I do not see that resolving itself, at least not for the first half of 2009. Certainly, I see it as getting worse I don't need to go on and on about what we already know from the news, but truly that is in the numbers. So, you know, it is confirmed by the numbers. The other thing that if I look back on October of last year, that oftentimes that tells us things that are going to happen in the following year. And the one thing that we had quite a bit of in October was earthquakes. Interestingly enough, there was a mention of some earthquakes off the Oregon coast, so I would look in that area. And also in October of last year, there was new activity unusual activity at Yellowstone National Park. And so, again, because that happened in October, which is often the window on the following year, that is something that I would keep my eyes on. And I do think global warming, I'm sorry, it's not going anywhere, people. So I think this may actually become the problem that we all have to deal with in 2009. It's something that, you know, it affects us all. So it's time to you know, come together and work on this one problem. Okay, so pretty much that got through a bit of it. Now I'm going to take my caller, and then I just got a few closing comments. Who's calling, please?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Ijlel.
Can you say your name again, dear?
Ijlel.
Okay, I'm not sure if I can pronounce that.
That's okay.
OK.
Okay, give me your date of birth, please.
12-7-46.
1946. So you said 12-7-1946.
Correct.
And your question is, please.
Oh, what can I expect for the upcoming year?
Okay. Well, you are a three life path, and you know, it's really funny because when you told me your year of birth, I was feeling such young energy with you, and then I pull up the three life path and I'm like, of course she's, because inside of you is a little kid that lives, and you have that youthfulness that comes with that three. It's a 3 year for you. So, you know, really I would hope that you would use, you know, maybe a creative project of some sort or some kind of artistic expression this year, but certainly let your inner child out and have some fun. I feel that this can be a year that will bring some social events, certainly, you know, time with some friends, or maybe a friend will help you out in a real way. I don't know if you're looking for romance, but certainly it can be a very bring in romance whenever you're in a 3 year. But this one doesn't really, it's a much more pleasant year than other years because it is more playful. And the only thing that you need to know about this year is this is going to complicate where you may be the kind of person that gets scattered or has a hard time finishing things or maybe gets distracted easy. Well, with this energy coming in, you're going to feel that, you know, it's kind of like I'd rather do this than that because that's more fun or whatever. But you can feel a little bit scattered with your energy here in this year. Usually a lucky breaks come in a 3 year. So expect to get lucky, you know, and this would be a year, I don't see all of your numbers because I didn't take all your information, but, you know, take a chance here and there and you might find that you've got some luck coming your way this year. What else would I say? Certainly, you're in a five pentacles. So for you, you know, ever since the age of 52, this has been about you experiencing new things. And also, you know, maybe adapting to new circumstances. You're kind of on a little bit of a roller coaster for your latter years of your life that want to bring you changes and allow you to maybe move around or do things you have not been previously been able to do. Are you married or not?
Yes.
You're married. Okay, because I do see this last pinnacle here is also being tied to something or someone important. Someone that's, you know, your partner with someone is really what I see here. You're a very psychic lady. Are you aware of the fact that you really have very good perceptions?
Yes.
Okay, because you've got that energy very strong in your chart. So this year I would also pay attention to my dreams. Write them down. If you do see things, which you do have the numbers of a person that can see things, get visualizations, you have mediumship here. But if I would write down all that stuff and pay attention to that stuff. I think you're going to find it very intense this year. Okay?
Okay.
Was that helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, anyway, we only got a couple of minutes left on the show, so I do want to talk about a couple of things here. So I won't be able to take a caller because I absolutely can't do a reading in 2 minutes, but if we look back at the previous 11 years, the ones that arrived back in 1901 and 1910, in 1901, the one things that we can see in there, they had this thing called the Great Fire of 1901 in Jacksonville, Florida. There also was some outbreaks with typhoid fever, and also President McKinley was assassinated. So those were the major events that came in that I could see in 1901. But there was also many new inventions. Oil was discovered in Texas. The vacuum cleaner was invented. It was the first time of many firsts. So I think we're going to see a lot of firsts within this year because it was the first Nobel Peace Prize. And also, thank goodness, the first Harley motorcycle, the first prototype was made for the first Harley. So there you go. Good year for Harley, 1901. Now, if you look at 1910, it was another universal year, and it's interesting because they're talking about Great Fire of 1910 that burned 3 million acres in Washington, Idaho, and Montana. So it's interesting how they use the word great within that year. Something great happens. Now,
If we look at the first in 1910, we know that Halley's Comet was visible from planet Earth. And also, it's the first time that they actually used an airplane to deliver commercial freight. And there were many new inventions as well in 1910. So you kind of got to look at all that energy, and you got to kind of look at this is a very, very intense year for us. I would expect it to be a very interesting year with global events. I would look for new inventions, absolutely, and very, the strange and the bizarre, but also the truth coming out, definitely. This is the year of illuminations, people, and I think that when it's all said and done, we're going to be better for it. Okay. So my time's up. So I do want to thank everybody that called into this show. Thank you so much. All of you that are listening, I appreciate you listening each and every week. And I'll be back again next week. I'll be doing readings next week. So if you didn't get through, hey, feel free to call in and we'll get to you next week. Alrighty then. So I wish you all abundant blessings. Have a great night. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.